Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Oh boy, everybody, get ready for this show. My special guest, Glow Rod, is joining me here today. And if you're wondering who this is, Glow Rod, Portal Journey Ambassador, began in 1980, but this particular show is an accumulation of her looking at her highest gifts to be in service. You're going to hear a little bit about what that means to be Portal Journey Ambassador. You're going to hear about that, but you're also going to hear about what it means to take what you have been called to do. And if you're Gloria Rodriguez, Glow Rod, as we refer to her on the show as, then one of the things you look at is, what does it mean to act on your passion? And what does it look like when you don't? Because it is quite easy to pinpoint for ourselves when we are not expressing our true nature. And it's really even easier to see it in other people. But today's message is about not only why we should act with our passion, but what gets in the realm? You know, what is stopping us? What is it that literally disconnects and disables us, you know, from our energy portals in doing it? And this is a show for all y'all out there that have gone through one of the most horrific times in your life and feel like you don't have the spark to generate the next step in your life. Gloria, great to have you here, Gloria. I mean, this is a topic that we need to have a conversation about.
Let's do it. It's interesting that I selected the greatest parents to raise me, all right? And the beauty of it was they picked me. All right. My parents, their passion was to dance. Every Saturday night, they were out dancing. And I would be concerned about the weather because of where we were living at the time. And I was just like, oh, I don't know. I'm kind of challenged, concerned. And my mother would look at me and say, I'm following my passion. Everything's going to be fine. And I'm like, yeah, sure. Right. And everything would be fine. Amazing. Right.
Yeah.
Now my parents are gone and my extraterrestrial family comes in. And what's their first topic? Passion. Follow your passion. I'm like, really? Seriously? We're going to pick up where they left off. Huh? They're like, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because passion has different types of expressions. So excitement, love, happiness, creativity, joy. Anytime you are following that, it's a complete kit.
Yeah.
It's going to work for you. And it's going to have a thread that takes you to another area. And you're just like, this works. Okay. And when you don't follow your passion, it's interesting. When you don't follow your passion, you're denying other people that special gift that you have. And we all need to be learning about sharing our gifts.
I'll tell you for me, I like you to comment on this because, you know, when this opportunity for me happened, it didn't even have a name. It has a name now, but it didn't have a name. Positive Talk 18 years ago, it didn't have an, and not only that, women in the talk radio industry, there were like five of us. There were like five of us for real that were doing this back then, you know, 18, 20 years ago, Robin Brenda, Patricia Raskin, a couple of others, right? We signed on to have this message. When I started to doubt myself and pull away, I got a mystery disease. 6 months after starting this. So talk about what happens to us when we know we're fired up about something and we start to question ourselves and we start to doubt ourselves.
Absolutely. And let me bring in another point too, dreams, okay?
Yeah.
I had a dream about this bracelet, all right? Woke up the next morning, goes, I can do this. I want this bracelet, right? I'm driving to the first bead store. And I'm like, wait, I've never created a bracelet before. I have no idea what's involved in this, right? I go into the first store, it doesn't feel good. I'm not liking the beads. And I'm like, look at these beads, but I'm not comfortable. So I go back into my vehicle and I go, wait, what happened to that spark in me when I woke up after that dream? I can do this. This bracelet means a lot to me. It has significant value. What is stopping me? I've gotta just go with the flow and trust that everything's okay. Follow that dream, follow that passion. So I go to the next bead store and I walk in all excited and they have one counter with beads. And I'm like, really, this is all you have? But I was all excited when I came in. The retail associate shares with me, we have a bead store across the street in our other complex. I'm like, oh, let me go there. As soon as I walked in that door, I felt like when I felt when I found your radio show. This is it. This is where I need to be. Absolute confirmation. Perfect. I walked in and went, I want this bead and this bead and that bead and this bead. And she says, the associate says, how do you know what you want?
Yeah.
Like I had a dream and I'm following my passion. And I don't know how I'm supposed to put this together, but this is my passion and I know exactly where each bead needs to be. Then she says to me, oh, we offer a free class so we can show you how to put it together and we'll give you a coupon for the clasp.
Like, wow.
Hey, but I had to go back in my vehicle and reset and go, where's that spark? What happened to that spark? Okay, I don't know how to do this. And then when I learned how to do it, I'm like, you know what? This is easier than I thought.
And you know, what I love about this, can we talk about sort of the connecting the dots about what happened with this event for you? Because it is so much a part of whether or not we have a passion and we move forward or we don't. What you just described seems so simple, right? But the steps that I heard you talk about were, I have a dream, I had a vision, I have a passion. I took action. And as I stepped forward, that first step of action didn't feel right. And that is a point, right, that we get to in life where we take those steps forward. It doesn't feel right. And we abandon ship. We're like, I'm out of here. And I'm like, oh, okay, not the right bead store. That's it. That's not meant for me.
Exactly.
That's not the message.
Correct.
Tell us about what the meaning of the message is. It's not for us to abandon ship and quit.
It's following your path. What excites you? Yeah. What is it? What brings that joy, that creativity? For me, it was joy and creativity. I was like, I'm going to create something new. It's going to be meaningful. I've got to go for it, no matter what. And again, it's just focusing on that passion that you have inside of you. And it may be the craziest idea you have. I mean, who would have ever thought I'd be the extraterrestrial trust revolution ambassador? I mean, who would have thought of that? But here I am, loving it, enjoying it. Again, I did not have an idea. I just had this passion. Something needs to be done.
Yeah.
And you just really have to believe in yourself and know
you do.
That passion is there for love and reason.
And, you know, this is also, can you talk to this next point before we go to break?
Sure.
You know, can we talk about this level of embracing / confidence that we have to demonstrate our passion? Now let me say that confidence doesn't always show up as a big loud voice.
Nope.
Confidence shows up by how you take control and maneuver through things, by how you feel inside and carry yourself.
Absolutely.
Are you not, you know, are you afraid to speak? You know, are you finding that the things that you are doing in life don't allow you to express yourself? You know, are you finding yourself in places which you're uncomfortable? Oh, but yes. You know what? That's okay to be uncomfortable. You cannot not step forward in confident passion. Talk about that.
Absolutely. And again, this is from my energy entourage, which includes my extraterrestrial family, my spirit guides. There have been many times where I'm just like, nope, I can't do this. And I'm like, really? Seriously?
Yeah.
Come on. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
What do I need to do to take action? Because once I take action, my higher mind is automatically going to be with me. My entourage is going to be with me. I am never alone. There's a lot of love. And you really have to focus on what you're feeling passionate about. What do you really love to do? And it may be crazy, but watch what happens when you follow it. And that's what I'm here for, to be of service, to give you that confidence, to let you know that you're a powerful, loving creator. We all are. You just need to focus on, what do I need to get past this hump, this milestone, whatever it may be. But it's within you. And there are a lot of people out there, and I'm one of them as well, especially with the bracelet. Oh, no, I can't do this. Hey, really? Seriously? Look how it all ended up.
You know, as we take a look at this, we're gonna move to this idea of the dream realm. And how many people are listening to the show that have had different various versions of dreaming? And here's what I want to say before we go to break. You know, dreaming, right? You know, Gloria, dreaming can take on different forms. So a lot of times when we've been taught about dreams, we've been taught, no, if you're sitting at your desk and you have a vision, don't count that. No, no, you're getting a message. And the question really is, we are now more open to receiving than we've ever been. We've
yes.
gone through trauma. We are open. We are open at the top as a world. We are open at the top. Now, when we come back, what is the value of being open at the top and having that dream, vision, idea, creative hit, download, whatever you want to call it? What is now the empowerment point for you then to do something? Gloria Rodriguez, Glorod, is going to be telling us about that today. What is the best way to find out all the things you're doing? Tell folks the best website.
Though I have two websites. The one website focuses on extraterrestrials, so it's connectwithets.com. And the other focuses on portals, which we will be talking about a little later. And that website is westportals.us.
Yeah, when we come back, you ever wonder why you got the dream you got? You ever wonder why you woke up in awe? You ever wonder why you're sitting at your desk and maybe you're looking at the window like I did this morning and you saw something out there and you thought, what is that? And you realize that that's for you. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back.
Does your life often feel like an emotional tsunami where rogue waves crash down on you, leaving you feeling hopeless and wondering if it will ever end? Do you wish to awaken the dormant strength inside of you? Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Start today by scheduling a complimentary consultation with Martinet. Dive into your healing journey and begin to see your life in a new light. Visit martinetemmons.com and make your appointment today.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off, you're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to the Boss Up Babe radio show, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365dailyhustle.com.
Tired of not losing the weight? You need a healthy solution for weight loss that protects your muscle mass as the fat burns away naturally. Holistic Medical Center has the healthy option for your weight loss concerns. Lose 1 to 3 pounds per day in 21 days, naturally, under our physician supervision. Call Holistic Medical Center 425-451-0404. Or on the web, drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
Tune into Hungry for Answers every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, Robin Clare. I am a recovery coach, professional, and best-selling author, bringing you eye-opening conversations about addiction and groundbreaking tools for recovery. To learn about me and my offerings, visit clarity.com. That's Claire, C-L-A-R-E-I-T-Y.com.
Have you heard about shifting the collective vibration and consciousness on the planet? Join me, Kimberly Barrett, on the Sharing Love and Light show every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern at TransformationTalkRadio.com to explore the depth of vibration and consciousness on our planet and learn how you can shine your love and light. To learn more, visit SharingLoveAndLightShow.com.
Hey everybody, it's me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole. We are so excited to introduce you to our new live call-in show called Shades of Spirit on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
As we connect you with your crossed over loved ones, angels, and guides, and also help you develop your own psychic and healing abilities. For more information and to book your own private experience, go to ShadesOfSpirit.com and also follow us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. So great to have you. Yeah. Express your true nature self. Benny, like, what's that? Express yourself. Madonna.
Isn't that a
Madonna song, Benny? Express yourself. Did I get that right?
Yes, you did.
Benny's my sanity check. and so let's talk about Madonna for a minute.
Nice.
We're talking about expressing ourselves. Act on your passion. I will tell you that sometimes when we do that, we are not going to get away with that without some blowback, feedback, backlash. I don't care what you call it. It's something that happens when we step out into the world, express yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, look, when I came out and did the first show as Crust Busting Your Way to an Awesome Life, my school that I graduated from blacklisted me.
Really?
No, I'm not kidding. The department chair, who never liked me anyway, because I kicked him off my committee, but basically said, I saw her standing with crystals in her hand. I don't want, and by the way, one of the people that was in school told me, he told everybody not to work with you, that nobody is to approach you on any research. Well, and they were like, well, like her research won awards. What do you mean we can't work with her? Because when you step out, and when I started the show 18 years ago, shortly thereafter, getting a degree in psychology, there was no such thing as talking about psychology, spirituality, and like even astrology, let alone talking with you about ETs.
Amazing, right? We're growing.
So let's talk about dreams being real, because I had a dream to do this and I still get that dream. But let's talk about them and how we can pull together this shared value of dreaming so that we can hold on to the edge of confidence and pure perseverance to allow us to enact them in life.
Absolutely.
Again, I bet you got a little backlash too.
Oh yes, definitely. But yes, let's talk about dreaming, okay? Because it comes again from all this energy around us, this entourage, all right? So for instance, I had a dream about my bracelet, all right? There was a little doubt. Okay, but I kept acting on my passion, all right? The other dreams we receive, they could be just reviewing what happened during the day. How could I have done it better? Who said I did anything wrong? I did the best I could for that day. Why am I dreaming about it? There's some kind of link with that. Also, remembering, always, always remembering, one, you're never alone. You always have someone, a spirit guide, somebody who's going to step in and assist you on your journey. Lucid dreams are really important, because they are actually having you as a spirit, as a human, in the physical world as well as the dream world. Let me give you an example. All right. So I had a dream before I went to the extraterrestrial portal at the end of May, and I'm standing in front of this tunnel, huge tunnel, right? And I'm like, okay, why am I standing here? All right. My cat starts purring. So she's reminding me that I'm in the physical world, yet I'm standing in front of this tunnel in the dream world. And that is giving me confirmation that I am where I am and I'm going to learn from this. What was interesting was when I describe a portal to you, okay, what was happening was I was getting information from that portal, welcoming me to come and play and join. So dreams, again, are connecting us either to something that's going to happen or something that has happened. And we get an opportunity to review it and say, how can I do this better? Or remind ourselves, who said I did anything wrong? I did the best I could. So yes. And the dreams, and you were talking about, well, why am I having these dreams? That happened to me last year. I had four dreams. And I'm like, okay, where am I? Why is this happening?
Yep.
And what's interesting is I was very insistent. Why am I having these dreams? What is going on here? Because it was a series of events that were occurring. Finally, my extraterrestrial family said, well, you have been invited to participate on an extraterrestrial space station, and that's where you were. And then they did began describing. I never shared with them my dreams, okay? I never said anything to anybody about my dreams. I do have it now in my ebook, what happened in those dreams. But they said, well, you were in a sleeping area. Well, you were in a kitchen area. Well, you were in an elevator. I'm like, okay, but where is this place? It's an extraterrestrial space station and you're part of it. I'm like, hey, but when I first had the dreams, I'm like, what is going on? So again, just asking and being, there's no insistence. You have to get rid of that insistence. There's a positive reason why this is happening. I'm just going to go with the flow. And a lot of times I will turn upstream and start walking upstream in the muck going, okay, this is a challenge. I've got to let it go and go with the flow. Again, trusting.
Yeah.
But yes, those dreams are there to provide us with guidance to where we need to be or something we enjoy having.
You know, I want to talk with you, Glow, about, you know, about a couple things. One of them is you and I were chatting during the break. And what I was really struck by is I'm noticing for myself, and I think you've talked about this before as well. I'm noticing when you can really see when someone else is not living their shared passion for the world, right?
Yes.
I mean, you can see it. You can feel it. It seems uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was doing an interview yesterday with somebody who wrote a book called, you know, when good people are on bad teams or something like that. And, you know, what's interesting about that is you put people together and we do it in corporations. We do it in our daily events and we do it in government and we put teams together. When you put people on something that they are not passionate on, boy, it sticks out like a sore thumb. I mean, you could cut to the reality of that faster than you could shake a stick or faster than you could really put a hot knife through butter. You can pinpoint and feel when somebody is out of their passion zone. Can you talk to that point? Because it is painful to watch.
It is. And it's painful for all of us, really.
It is painful. It's been painful for me to be in that place.
It really is. It's a challenge for us because we're like, okay, we know that individual or that group could be doing so much better. But because of the way we have been trained, okay, because we have been trained, okay, we just go with that and everything's okay. But it's not. Again, there are individuals out there in government, in various types of groups, organizations that are in a certain position and yet are not allowed or permitted to follow their passion. And can you imagine when they do follow their passion, the benefits that all of us receive? Everybody wins. And somebody just needs to, or we all need to just focus on that positive aspect and how we can help each other get through this.
Yeah. Part of, can you talk to lucid dreaming? Because a lot of people don't know what lucid dreaming is.
Okay.
But, you know, and they, it's also sometimes really, it's discounted in the scheme of things. Can you talk about experiences of it? Because it's in your book and it's in your portal experience.
Yes.
And I think it's so seriously important.
It is, very much so. And lucid dreaming, allowing us to be in the physical realm where we are right now. But it reminds us that we are also a spirit. We're a loving soul, okay? And when you have a lucid dream, you're going to realize both aspects. And that's really where you need to be when you focus on these dreams that come to you, whether it be at work, whether it be as soon as you wake up in the morning, whatever the case may be. But the lucid dream gives us an opportunity to remember where we are. We are in the spirit realm having an experience, physical experience, but we are also still a soul that has a responsibility. In my case, it's to be of service. So when I had a dream of being in front of that tunnel, I knew I needed to be of service, but I wasn't sure exactly what was going on. So yes, it's an opportunity for us to understand both realms. And a lot of people don't understand that. That's a challenge in itself, because they forget that they are a loving soul. They forget that they have all of this powerful energy that they can focus on their passions and let the world shine, as well as themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Look, we're going to take a short break, because when we come back, what we're going to tap into and share, and you're going to bring us into this space, is really getting a sense of what the energy portals are. But what is the connection to these energy portals and how we're given messages? You know, what is the realization of an idea that we perhaps have out of the blue? And believe me, I've heard so many people talking about out of the blue. Here it comes, out of the blue, from nowhere. Here it comes, or here it came, or here is the idea, or here is the thing, mm-hmm. or here is the new project. What happens if, in fact, there was a reality around the energy of that that you could tap into and optimize in your life? When we come back, that and much more. Glow Rod is joining us here today, Gloria Rodriguez. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Are you feeling the complexity of life? Do you feel that urge to step into something greater? Tune in to Nailed It Radio. Find your simplicity within your complexity with me, life coach Carrie Nail. Tune in each month on transformationtalkradio.com to discover what it means to use your full power to be the best version of yourself. Imagine stepping into the energy of saying yes to yourself and knowing you nailed it. For more information about me, visit carrienail.com.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you live your best life. The Live the Good Life Show, connecting your physical and spiritual self, every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Find Sabrina at the Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com.
Tune in to the show, Heart Change Consciousness, with me, Dr. Trish DeRocher, as stories of inspired activism come to life. Listening to conversations with your favorite authors, change makers, and many more who practice inspired spiritual activism and transform vulnerabilities into sources of strength. Let's be inspired together through my show, Heart Change Consciousness, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about maximum medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Thank you so much. Gloria, how do people find out about you? Let's start out with that because we're going to get rolling here.
Sure.
We're going to get rolling here. And we're going to talk, too, about how you know when something is going on, a little something, something's going on that is not quite what your what your passion's about, right? You know, there's chaos that develops. There are things that happen amongst your staff. There's dissension. There's just a whole lot of energy that people can't make sense of. But can you talk about, first of all, how they find out about you, but also talk about your ebook, if you could?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
People can find out more about me by going to my websites. The first one is connectwithets.com, and the other one is westportals.us.
Okay.
The difference of the two is Connect with ETs focuses more on extraterrestrials.
Okay, awesome. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So let's talk about this. Yes.
Let's please talk about it. And the reason that I find this so fascinating to me, because I've been on this side of it. And what do I mean when I say I've been on this side of it? What I mean is I've been on the side of it where I've been in so much pain in my life. You know, pain. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Emotional pain, but also physical pain.
Yes.
And I want to talk about the portals. Because when you're getting information, it's very difficult to describe that to other people. And I was sharing a little bit with you during the break.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that I had to do something very different here. You know, I had to build out a new type of team. I looked very specifically for three different people. We had one opening. I doubled it because of the people that I saw. And I had this insight on how this team could work together. Now, I will tell you, I knew that it was going to be work to work with them to really get everybody up to speed.
Mm-hmm.
But the dynamic nature of sometimes what you see in a vision doesn't always make sense. Can you talk about the energy portals and what they are? And how these portals work for us, even if some things don't make sense.
Absolutely. Well, there's eight portals that I focus on. I'm gonna point out four of them right now. So the one I really enjoy most is here where I reside. I reside in a town and I reside in the magnification portal. So here in the magnification portal, you have an opportunity, I have an opportunity, we all have an opportunity to learn about our true self. And that means, okay, what are my passions? And what is stopping me from achieving those passions? So the magnification portal is like looking in a mirror and I'm like, okay, I've got this dream. I have this passion. How do I get there? And just with you, for instance, let's do how we came together, all right?
Yeah.
I have this message. I have an ebook, all right? And it's called Extraterrestrials, Dreams, ET Space Station, all right? I have these energy portals, these eight energy portals, all right? How am I going to find someone who is in tune with expressing this information? The action I took was to go on the internet, and I went talk radio, and you popped up. I didn't even think twice. I'm like, this is the woman. This is where I need to be, all right? You've got to take action. That's one of the things I think people they have this idea, they have this dream, and then they're like, okay, I'll get to it. And they don't take the action. So the magnification portal is basically you're looking in the mirror and saying, hey, who do I truly want to be? Because I know I have a talent, whether it be a talk radio show, whether it be a singer, an off, whatever. And I don't know what steps to take. How do I get there? So the magnification portal, these journeys that I offer, and it's only like 90 minutes, really. You get an opportunity to really focus on this energy. And I focus on the energy similar to, I describe it as a hurricane. Okay, think of a hurricane and all that energy and all that just swirling around, okay? Think about all that energy in a positive point of view with backing you up on your passion. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? All right? So that's a magnification portal in a very quick synopsis, all right?
Yeah.
There's also the heart portal. I love the heart portal because it gives me an opportunity to go back and say, hey, what is the energy, heart energy I want to have within me and share with others?
Yep.
So you can go there again, a 90-minute journey, and you're focusing on, again, what is that love? Okay, granted, I have parents and teachers that told me about love and told me about passion, but what really is it inside that I want to reset and make sure that I move forward on it? Okay.
And I love that we're talking about this because, you know, I mean, I knew that the opportunity came up to expand our space here. Mm-hmm. And the realtor said to me, I don't get you, Pat. You've been sitting on this for a year. You know, why did you decide now? And I didn't have an answer for him at the time because getting the extra space without getting the extra people was not the energy and the vision that I was being shown. And so, you know, the pairing of our expansion and our new technology and a bunch of other things had to come with a new view of, you know, membership,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
And this is part of the message. Sometimes we get a vision and we think we have to do it all. And see, that was not going to be the case, right? Yes.
Right.
You know, that was not going to be the case for me. And that was not going to be the case for you because, you know, you became part of our family.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yes, absolutely.
And, you know, these portals are here to really guide and benefit. Can we talk about what is the best way for us to optimize that, for us to stop and see it? You know, when I look out my window, and I have the same view out this window every day, right? It's the same view. But I look out the window this morning and somehow in the landscape of these beautiful trees out here, you know, I look out and I realize something about this set of trees that I hadn't realized before.
Yeah.
And I can't even tell you what it is. You know, it could be the fact that it looks like they grew a lot this year, right? Because they're like way up there. But something there that stops me and causes me to pause. And isn't that pause is equally as important as us taking the next action and doing things?
Oh, absolutely. There are many times, and we were sharing this as well, you know,
yeah.
You have a conversation and all of a sudden you get this message. You need to focus on that message, even though it may look disruptive. You need to take time for yourself. And that's the other thing too. Focusing on yourself. A lot of people are like, oh, I have to go and help them and them and them. That's great. That's wonderful. What about you?
Yeah. You know, I want to go ahead and keep going. I want to skip the break if we could, because when we're talking about messages and we're talking about energies, you know, there has been a lot recently. I did an interview this morning with two scientists that have created a new organization, and their new organization is to protect the release of information that has recently come from the Pentagon, right?
Okay.
Yep. And they created an organization to say, we're going to make sure that we protect the science of this so that the conversation doesn't get diluted with dogma, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Thank goodness for those two ladies, huh? Like, okay. And they built an entire, they built a great organization to really take information that we know and make sure it's preserved.
There you go. Absolutely.
So I want to talk with you about information that comes through the portals and what it's like in meeting ETs, because we now know.
Oh, yeah.
We now know, the government now has said, and by the way, they only released information from 2004. I have not gotten an answer from anybody to tell me why they, we don't get more information. You know, there's some cockamamie story about, well, science before 2004 didn't exist. And I'm like, what? So you're talking like what about the internet? I did an internet show in 2003. So the science or something was there.
Mm-hmm.
But let's talk about misconceptions about ETs and what you've come to know about them.
Oh, my favorite topic. One of many.
Of course.
One of many. So let's talk about, let's start with the ET portal, the extraterrestrial portal. Okay. That portal is available for anyone who would like to build the relationship with their ET family. It is also an opportunity where you can spend time learning information about extraterrestrials. And let me give you an example. So I was in the extraterrestrial portal several years ago, and I got this message about a documentary. And I was just like, okay, went on the internet, went looking for it. And the name of the documentary is called The Friendship Case, right? UFO Friendship Case, and it's a documentary. In 1950, in Italy, a group of extraterrestrials met several Italian individuals and formed a friendship. This is a documentary, all right? They show how they figured out ways to communicate with them through a radio, kind of like a channel, all right? They also were given information on how these extraterrestrials live on planet Earth. And I'm sitting there thinking, this was back in 1950, and the government can't give us information about 2004? Come on now, come on. We've got a documentary. These people are being very honest, very sincere. The extraterrestrial portal is there for anyone to walk in for 90 minutes and go, I want to learn more about who you are and our relationship and how we can work together. And that there really doesn't have to be any fear. In this documentary, these individuals who met the extraterrestrials, okay, and these extraterrestrials came from all different types of galaxies, all right? So it wasn't just one race. It was a group of extraterrestrials that came together. Their focus, their name or label, because we have to have labels and names as humans, is W56, all right? And it was interesting to find out how they worked together and how the humans could feel their love. They just said they walked up to them and all what this love just emanated from them, you know? And there was all honesty. Be honest. Let's just be honest. And here we have a government who has been denying, sweeping under the rug, whatever you want to call it. But yet, look at all of the Navy. You have pilots who say, look what I saw. I have a picture of it. I have a video of it. And yet, we can't give you all the information. Really? They've been living on our planet for quite some time. And the government knows about it. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So,
You know, and this is really fascinating to me, because the body of that work talked about aerial phenomenon. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I as a researcher myself, you know, that's part of my journey, is that when I looked at the statistics that everybody blew by, and it's the one statistics where they said, yeah, because of lack of evidence, we only have 144 cases. Okay, so let's move beyond that. And then they moved to the fact that 80 of the 144 had multisensory observation. Now, let's talk that, because multisensory observation, and do the ratio of 80 of 144, right? Any statistician will tell you that's a very high percentage.
Hi.
Right. And so what does that mean? Multisensory observation means that more than one type of observation was documented officially. But given that, and given everything else we know about what we cannot explain on the earth, boy, we still have a resistance around this, don't we?
Oh, we do, definitely. And it's amazing. And again, there's a book that was written about what was happening here in this town, and the book is named Merging Dimensions, and it's on my blog, as well as The Friendship Case is on my blog. And it's amazing how the government stepped in and like burned this certain area. Well, why are you burning that area? What are the statistics about that? Okay. I have a video on my website where I filmed, okay, and it's a short video, where I filmed this object traveling from the east to the west. Okay. I never recorded it. I never called anybody and said, hey, there's something really strange, UFO, UAP, whatever you want to call it, that I'm filming and taking pictures of. I never reported it. How many other people have seen things in the sky and have not reported it?
So you're you wouldn't report it because we know what happens to people that report this.
Yes. Yes.
And, you know, part of the problem and dilemma we have in, you know, I look at this from my profession and I think about all the people that have reported things.
Oh, yeah.
And I think about all of them that have been hospitalized or institutionalized.
Oh, yeah. Ridiculed. I mean, come on. There's one person that's 6 feet under. I mean, come on. Yes. What happened? Why? Why did those individuals get treated the way they did when they were just sharing what they honestly saw? They have pictures. They have videos. They weren't the only ones who saw it. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
I want to talk with you for a minute. I know we've got a few minutes left. You know, we're talking about an energy form. We're talking about an entourage. You know, we're talking about a sense that we have here as people that we're not alone.
No.
Right? We're no. talking about this and we're slowly getting more information. I interviewed someone the other day who wrote a book, who's known for writing books to really put the facts together about the Great Pyramids. He's just beautiful in the way that he writes about uncovering the secrets and the deceptions that people had, you know, when they started to document what they found in the Great Pyramids. Mm-hmm. And so he's gone back and he's literally, what he's been able to do is look at, this is what you've been told. This is what the record shows. Everything, including how we literally defrauded hieroglyphics, changed hieroglyphics in the documentation. And one of the things they discovered now, and the reason that I'm saying this is because we're getting a lot of discoveries, and I'd love for you to talk to this in the last minutes we have left.
Mm-hmm.
The latest discovery that was found, right? And Scott Creighton, who wrote the book, The Great Pyramid Void Enigma. The latest discovery is this great void in Giza, mind you. They're not willing to call it a chamber yet because they haven't seen it. It is 100 feet by 30 feet by something else.
Mm-hmm.
That is a lot of square footage. That is a new space in the Great Pyramid.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
And we're now getting information to verify, to validate, and to help people believe. What is the message we're not getting that they want us to get?
Very simply, very easily, is that there is great harmony and unity between all of us. It's really important for you, again, to focus on that you are a powerful, loving creator. And just as the author found, there's this empty space. Okay, why is it there? What is the purpose of that? And not being afraid to move forward and take action and find out. And even if it's just to go in there and meditate, or just to go in there and just quietly listen to that message. Again, we're not alone and we're always receiving messages. It's just, it may be in the form of numbers or symbols, but there's messages out there and they're everywhere to guide you and to assist you that we are all here for harmony and unity. And things are going to change. Things are definitely going to change.
And let's talk about that as we wrap this up. The reason that we're talking about this is because things are going to change.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whenever we have seen, you know, people that have brought messages forward on this planet, it's been about change. And it's been about change for the benevolent change, oh, right? Mm-hmm. We're not talking about War of the Worlds Part 3.
No, not at all.
Yeah, they made a mistake remaking that movie to begin with. We're talking about a message that hopefully will bring us together, right?
Yes, exactly. And again, the message, it can be in any form. You just need to be open to it. Again, the numbers that pop up in your life, people are always asking me, well, why do I keep seeing the same number? Well, what's your passion? Are you following your passion? And if you are, they're just signs saying you're on the right road. Keep going and don't give up.
Yeah. Right? You know, one of the hardest things for me in my journey has been to stay confident.
Yes.
It's to be in this place where you're confident, not arrogant, mm-hmm. you know, but at the same time where you're faithfully in the belief of potential and not doubt. And I say this to our producers. I say, if there's one thing that you do as producers, Benny does it beautifully, is that it doesn't matter whether you really know what you're doing on every detail of your job, right? We all learn, but we have to show up.
That's right.
We have to show up as if we are confident.
Yes.
In who we are and what we do.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What's your personal message, Gloria? What do you want to leave us with today? And thank you so much for joining me here.
Oh, pleasure is all mine. We're never alone. Okay. We're all one. You and I are here together to share this message. All right. We are following our passion. Both of us are following our passion. And it's going to lead to other things. Who knows what it could lead to, all right? I was all excited when you mentioned Dee Wallace. I was like, whoa. Like, hey. But yes, again, you're not alone. You have your energy entourage. That includes extraterrestrials, yes. But we're all one. And we're here to help each other and support each other. And even if it's to hold their hand, to get them over that hump and say, you can do this because it's your passion. And if you don't do it, you're denying me and everybody else of that glory. So yes, absolutely.
And let's all tap into the energy and the messages and the signs and the symbols. It doesn't matter what form they come in. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm always struck by what Hollywood and our pop culture brings forward. I'm always struck by the hidden messages that we get there, because sometimes that's the way messages get to us. They get to us in the oddest, strangest ways.
Yes.
But boy, we are being called to show up, suit up, and speak out, and to really show our passion and let it flow. And thank you for you being who you are and helping us do that.
Ditto to you too. Thank you.
All right, everybody. Thank you, Jamie, for doing what you do. Benny, for pushing all the right buttons. And for all of you as the most amazing listener and viewing audience on the planet, we love you. We'll see you next time.